Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Joe Collins is here. Joe is a licensed financial planning professional. He's a certified counselor for rape and sexual assault victims. He's a U.S. Navy veteran, 13 and a half years as an aviation machinist mate. And we appreciate his service for that. He's also a top Navy recruit, and he ran in the last election, the 2020 election. He ran for Congress as a Republican, as a black American Republican, against Maxine Waters in the California 43rd District. He's our new friend, Joe Collins. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. I want to talk about California first. California used to be... For decades, California was what's called a bellwether state, meaning what was happening in California would be eventually happening in America, across America. Florida's a bellwether state, Connecticut's a bellwether state, New York is, Texas is. I hope what's happening in California doesn't happen across the rest of the country. What do you think, Joe?
I hope it doesn't either. I know California and New York are like head to head when it comes to poverty and homelessness, and you know,
it's just a failure.
Yeah, I'll call it failure. But this is why we need more younger people to step up and run for office, just for situations like this. I mean, new ideas would help. You know, thinking about new ways to be innovative, new ways to use our technological advances in order to boost the economy for these states.
What made you, as a black American, what made you decide to become a Republican and run for office?
For me, being Republican is because whenever I first joined the military, and it was my first time voting, and I remember my mentors telling me, you know, you need to vote for, you know, the person who has the policies that are going to benefit you, and you need to join the party that you best align with. And so the Republican Party, being predominantly started by black people for freedom, and that's what really resonated with me with the Republican Party.
Well, that's interesting. Were you, as you know, the Democrat Party tells the opposite story, right? I mean, the Democrat Party has been trying to say that the Republicans are against black people, but that's really a lie, isn't it?
Kind of. You know, I got to go back to the policy. You know, the party can say whatever they want to, but the policy shows what those parties, primary goal is, and for the Democratic Party, unfortunately, almost every single law they've passed negatively affects the black and brown community.
Right, exactly. So when you decide to run for office, by the way, what was the numbers? How close did you get to beating Maxine?
Well, we pulled 80,000 votes in a predominantly Democrat district. It was very good. It's never happened before.
Wow.
And we just filed our lawsuit to contest our election results because, you know, there were a lot of irregularities, and we want to be sure that our election was fair and there was no funny business
going
on.
Do you think that there was funny business going on in your election?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of statements from people who can attest to the things that they were seeing. The way the voting machines were glitching.
Wow.
And we look forward to a very strong case.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you think that was that circumstance was the case across the country? Do you think that
it could have.
That what happened? Well, I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But before we leave California and before we leave this segment, there's a major recall movement going on for Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm all for it. As soon as we get back from Washington, D.C., we're going to be hopping on board that effort, too. We got to get rid of him. The policies that he's had put in place for the last couple of years has been absolutely atrocious and damaging to the California economy.
Right. Wow, that's an interesting thing. Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think Newsom will be recalled?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have no doubt this time.
Wow. And it's basically because he thought of himself as a demagogue, right? I mean, he was between him and the mayors of San Francisco and L.A., they got drunk on control, didn't they? And hypocrisy.
Kind of. Yeah, but when you're Nancy Pelosi's nephew, you feel like you can get away with just about anything these days.
Were you surprised that Nancy was reelected as Speaker of the House?
You know what? I kind of am. I thought, you know, Kevin McCarthy was going to put on a very strong showing to be able to take that position, but I guess it didn't work. We're going to get more Republicans in the House very soon.
Yeah, interesting. So when we come back, we're going to get Joe to talk to us about some other things that are on his mind. He's recently lost the election to Maxine Waters, entrenched member of Congress in the 43rd District of California. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.